saw Junior and hit him for a first and goal for the Warriors. Warriors, Case, shotgun, all by himself, flips it over the middle, intended for Strzeski, and that just play wasn't very pretty. Strzeski in the backfield, and Case's pass was kind of behind him, and Strzeski was falling, and Case was being chased hard and couldn't get much on it. So it'll be second and goal from the 7 for the Warriors that time. Eagles defended it quite well. They had Case on his heels as they were pushing hard, trying to get him in the backfield. He got it off, but it was almost a throwaway play. Warriors come back to the line once again. Case in shotgun with Moore on his right and Strzeski on his left. Eagles have got it bunched up the middle like they think they're going to run there. We'll see what happens. Snap to Case. Case steps back to pass. Pass is intended for number 48, Nick Strzeski, and complete in the end zone. Touchdown, North Huron. Case just kind of floated one over top of the head of the defender, and Strzeski was about 2 yards behind him in the end zone, and touchdown Warriors.
And what a battle this is tonight. I mean, now it's tied up again. It's just been back and forth between both of these teams, and they've just been pushing hard. And, I mean, I would assume that they go for the two-point conversion here, but we'll have to see what happens.
I don't think there's much question about what North Huron's going to go for two in this situation. If they get it, they're back up by two. If they don't, it remains tied. We got 43 seconds to go in the third quarter, and what a game we have at homecoming in Deckerville. Case hands off to Moore, battling hard, does not get there. Does not get there that time. So with 43 seconds to go in the third quarter, North Huron 22, Deckerville 22, we're going to go to a break.
The Polaris factory authorized clearance event is still going on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond, with rebates up to $1,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99% for 36 months. They're talking brand new 2013 ATVs and Rangers, the hardest working, smoothest riding vehicles for work, hunt, and play, the ultimate combination of power, suspension, and agility. The Polaris factory authorized clearance event. Hurry into Ball Equipment in Sandusky or Richmond, your authorized Polaris dealer. Offer ends October 31st while supplies last. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rates based on credit worthiness. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump is not one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit, and for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Matt Revert. Get up to a $2,000 instant rebate when you install a water furnace geothermal system from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. We support local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Clark Brock and Adam Kaharchak back at Deckerville for homecoming in Deckerville. After North Huron kicks, Kyle Case on the kickoff to Deckerville. Squibs went down the middle of the field. Ryan Stone picks it up at about the 30 and brings it back to just short of midfield, where Deckerville will take over first and 10 with Pagel under center. Hands off number 33, Danny Wolf. Gallick and David Strzeski there made the stop, but he picks up about 5. It'll be 2nd and 5 for the Eagles. Danny Wolf runs really hard when he gets the ball. They don't give it to him a lot, but when they do, he runs very hard. Tough to bring down. Strong legs. Deckerville back to the line once again. Pagel coming up under center. Traditional formation. We have a timeout. Timeout on the field. Excuse me, it's not timeout. Into the third quarter. I'm so excited at the end of this game that I wasn't watching that close. Third quarter comes to an end with a score tied 22-22. Let's take a quick break.
It's the new Kindy Super Convenience Store, Kindy One Stop, with a huge selection of groceries, health and beauty aids, automotive fluids, your favorite beverages, hot pasta house pizza by the slice, coffee and donuts, and fountain drinks galore. They carry everything you can imagine, from locally packaged beans to diesel fuel and regular and E30, 50, and 85 gasolines. Kindy One Stop, open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday at the corner of Kindy Road and M53. Kindy One Stop, raising the convenience shopping bar to a super convenient level, serving the greater Kindy, Fillion, and Pinnebog area, and everyone else who stops in.
My name is Melissa Erdman, and I am with the Farmers Co-op in Kindy. We are the oldest locally owned co-op dating back since 1914. We have everything for your agricultural needs, including lumber, hardware, fuel, vehicle maintenance, feed, grain, and agronomy. We are the only co-op with a feed division. Our feed division has everything from pre-bagged to custom feeds. We have the ability to do feed sampling on your farm. We have just added another delivery truck to our fleet to better serve you. One great perk of buying feed or anything from our co-op is that you will receive patronage back on all your purchases. Please give us a call at 874-4200 or stop in to see us in downtown Kindy.
Clark Brock and Adam Kaharchak back here for Cruise 102 at Deckerville to start the second half. Pago hands off to number 11, William Stoliker, and he runs hard, bounces back, but picks up the first down as the Eagles have it first and 10 on the North Huron 40-yard line. Second half, it's pretty much been show your will of offense and see if it can be stopped, and it hasn't happened at all. Hand off that time, number 8, Kyle Dorr, on a little bit of fake, and Brandon Moore is there to bring him down. But again, both teams are just bashing at each other as they move the ball down the field. Dorr picks up about 4, we'll call it 2nd and 6. The Warriors don't seem to have much of an answer to slow down that running attack of Deckerville. And on the other hand, Deckerville hasn't been able to slow North Huron down in the second half. This may come to who scores last and who gets what extra point conversions. And then again, there could be a big play at any time.
Yeah, there's been a lot of surprise plays here, especially that return at the half. That was exciting. That was crazy, and that could happen at any time. Somebody can run it down, and nobody had expected. And we're excited to see what's going to happen here.
Deckerville runs 2 players wide to the left, and then the handoff to Dorr as he runs in underneath Pagel and picks up about 2 on the play. We'll call it 3rd and 3 for the Eagles at the North Huron 33-yard line. They got to get just across the 30 to get a first down as the Eagles are moving right to left across the field or south to north if you want to look at it in that fashion. And we'll see what happens as they break the line. Pagel comes up under center with Dorr and Stoliker set behind him. And the handoff is to Stoliker and Case and Stoliker are there. But Stoliker, once again, running hard off that side, gets inside the 30 down to the 29. That's going to be 1st and 10 for the Eagles. They've just been kind of having their will. They keep rotating fresh backs in. They got about 4 or 5 different running backs. They run a couple different formations of it, and at this point, North Huron just seems to have no answer. They're getting 4 and 5 yards every single play on this. Pagel's changing this. We're a little confused on it. They send 2 players wide right. I'm not sure it's going to matter as Pagel hands off to number 8, Dorr. And Dorr breaks it inside the outside contain and picks up about 15, 17 yards inside the 10. It's going to be 1st and goal. No, I take that back. He's outside the 10, we'll call it. 1st and 10 from about the 12. I thought he was inside the 10 at first. It's a little hard to read the markers down on that end of the field for me. Deckerville goes to the same set the opposite way this time. Once again, Pagel. This time hands off, but the Warriors read the play that time, and Gallick and Straczewski are right there as Dorr gets the handoff coming in underneath, and they stayed home that time and no gain. It'll be second and 10 from the 12. That's been about the first time in the second half that Deckerville hasn't got